I mean, we can come for everything. We come for healing. We come for blessings. We come for anointing. But do we really come because of Jesus? Like, if you don't bless me today, will I still show up? If you don't answer my prayer on that, can I still show up and still love him? Because he is a blesser. I don't worry about the blessing, but give me the blesser. Man, can we just sing about him just for a little while? Like 20 minutes. There is something about, yes, there is something about, what is his name? I guess we could start, right? Right? Okay. Oh, man. I had all these plans when I came. And when I came over here, God had messed them all up. Now I get coronavirus. Nose running. How they call everybody. And they give me all these cursed colors, and they say, no, it's Kohala colors, so I'm blessed again. I'm blessed. It's not Steelers or Cowboys. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I get, you know, they say that it's just blessings. Okay. Hallelujah. So if you guys go to the hotel room when we go home and find this in there, don't get mad. Don't get mad. Hallelujah. Once again, Mama, thank you guys for, for blessing us, letting us come over here, Auntie and Uncle, for not giving me scoldings and cracking me with your stick over there. Hallelujah. Because thy rod and thy staff shall guide me. Amen. Hallelujah. Moving on. I said, I'm trying to be in my body right now because I get jokes running out of my head. But I know it's supposed to be serious. That's why I'm closing my eyes because I get jokes. When I open my eyes, hallelujah. But, hallelujah. Okay, wait. Let us pray. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we need you this morning. Yet I like to have fun and just bring the joy. And at the same time, I don't want the people to just come and live the same. They come expecting a change and touching their lives. And we just pray that your spirit be in here. Because, Lord, if you're not here, I don't like to be here either. I don't like to come with my own agendas. I don't like to come and do my own thing. Because they're going to live the same. But if you, God, is in the house, even those who was lost on the ice, Lord, if we can bring them close enough to the fire, Lord, you can wash all that away. Nothing is too hard for you, God. Even while you're working on me, it's not too hard. It's a challenge, but it's not too hard for you, Lord. Hallelujah. So, Lord, you bless our mouth, bless our heart, bless our mind, and you bless your people. And, Lord, above all, we bless your holy name. We bless you, Lord. We ask this in the precious mighty name of Jesus Christ. We all say, amen. Amen. You're dismissed. Hallelujah. Okay, I gotta stay in my body. I said, going crazy already. Is that the monsters? I don't know. Maybe I drank too much. Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. This is why I stayed this far and was paid for. No, anyway. when we came over here, it was Valentine's Day. And Pastor Kuvika. This is such a blessing. Okay. So today was supposed to just be me, but since I see Pastor Kavika guys get married, we see you guys still going, hallelujah. Because some guys, when Alzheimer's come up and they forget that you're going to, like the movie, The Notebook, the people, it is, all right, I remember when me and you was young, you used to ride bike together, but in real life, you'd go to the hospital, you remember me? And you'd say no. Leave them alone, eh? But this morning, I just like, work on me. This is the first time me and my wife are actually going to preach. Supposed to be just me, but since we're looking at Valentine's Day and relationships and being brand new and stuff like that, today I'm going to put our marriage to the test. Faith in God.
He's smooth, yeah.
How that is.
Honey, you got to speak with me. Really? Okay. Hallelujah. But, it's good to be obedient. Especially because, he's a senior pastor, so.
That's right.
As much as I want to stay on the sidelines and be behind the scenes, it's like, okay, Lord, have your way. So pray for us today.
No, seriously, no, they say amen. Pray for us because we need them. But the kind of, before we go on, yeah, I like to say something because men and women is totally different. Amen? Yeah? Amen. Yeah. Because when you're still with brothers, yeah? And like me, I can talk to Brother Johnny. Hey, Johnny, we should talk to stars. And hey, where you going? What, you going to come tonight? Yeah. And that's it. That's good enough. But you ask the woman, are you coming tonight? They don't have to explain everything. Well, you see, Johnny guys was going to spin by. I don't like hear everything. Just tell me yeah or no. Amen. Fellas in the house, can I have an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Have you ever came home, yeah, and you open the door, and the door just, the knob just returned, and as soon as the door opened, and then you close the door and you walk back. So why, just in case you're wondering, hey, how come my husband don't come home? I just letting you know why. They're just waiting for you to go sleep so they can just come home and go rest. Honey, how was your day? I would say, hey, it was all right, baby. But I just wanted to ask them, how was your day? Baby, how was your day? Well, this morning I got into work and I got this call. You don't have to start from the morning. You can just carry up. You just put the whole day into one. Honey, it was a great day. And we're moving on. We're having dinner. We're going more and more. But when dinner comes, she's still talking. And dinner is like at 5, so You know, 9 o'clock, it's all 4 hours. It's a lot of emotions coming out. But since I don't like being the only one gonna hear this, so I'm gonna let her speak with you guys. So by the time I go home, she got out all that stuff. All that stuff.
Amen.
I'm sorry she gotta hear this. I wish she should cover her ears. But since we're here in the house of the God, hallelujah, the truth shall set you free.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So because it's Valentine's Day and we just passed and we witnessed the joining of our new, the Kihara family over there. Ah! Pastor Kavika, I'm just amazed. And congratulations. It's about time. Hallelujah. With that being said, let's talk about relationships today, babe.
Speaking of relationships.
Yes.
It's either someone gave Pastor Kihara tips or maybe he's just like.
Just wise like that.
Wise. He's wise.
Akamai.
But he chose a day to be married that will be easy for him to remember.
Come on. Come on. I wish I knew this before. Go ahead, babe. What else? Huh? Wait. We got to think about it. Because, you know, Pastor Kavika, Valentine's Day, he only got to give one present. Amen?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, but well, you're married now, so she can tell you what to do. Amen. So moving on. Because I never really think about this kind of stuff when we got married. You know, she told us when we're going to get married. I said, babe, you know, because we're always, this is me and my wife. We're so different, but we're always cruising together. Yeah, we used to play music together in the world like that. And she was, like I said before, she always stalking me. So I said, one day, maybe I should just get married. Maybe this time we just get married. So this is on Sunday night, and I just was playing around. You know, this came out of my mouth. Hey, Pastor, you know, me and my girlfriend, me and my friend, we always end up together. So I figure, why not get married? This was Sunday. Wednesday, we was power ready. I never even get a chance for my bachelor party. I don't like them. I never like it. I never wanted it. But I'm saved. And all the dollar bills go to the offering. Now. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But we got married on July 3rd. What is the next day? 4th of July. So if I miss July 3rd, Spox is still coming. Either in celebration or celibacy. If you don't know what that word means, it means no tachi-tachi. It's like marry you or none. None in the morning and none at night. Hallelujah. Can I have an amen? Am I right? Am I on the money, guys? Hallelujah. But on a serious note, we want to talk about relationships this morning. We believe that relationship plays a big part in the lives we live. Amen?
Amen. It can be good.
Oh, yes, it can.
Or it can be bad.
Oh, yes, it can.
But it all depends on the attention and time that you invest into the relationship. This is an investment right here.
She look at me like I'm an IRS. Yeah, I have to spend money on these bugger. She used to be the kind like before. Ooh, that's my man. Tell all your girlfriend, that's my man. Now it's like, oh, there he is. That's what God blessed me with.
Get him, Lord. Get him.
But you see, this would have never happened. As you can see, me and my wife can have a good time. We can get crazy with each other. I can deal with her crazy. I got all the pills I need to get through the moments. Amen?
Pills?
Yeah. All the pills, baby. CBD oils. No. Where are we?
You see, he got to get back in the body. Oh. Back in the body, Pastor Pancho.
Well, this is amazing because it's the first time me and my wife ever doing this. So everything is just, what else? Trusting in God because we've been together she's been with me for 17 years. Try to listen to that. She's been with me for 17 years. Supposed to be, we was together for 17 years, but she's been hanging on all her life. Everywhere I go, I like come. Everywhere I said, she followed. She's stalking me, even though we're married. She's still following this Hawaiian. I mean, look at me.
You know what is amazing, though? That we have a healthy relationship. Not a perfect one, but a healthy one. That even though it's our relationship, that God has to be the center of it all.
Amen.
And that's God, the hardest God, thing to do.
God got to be in the middle, right? Because if he wasn't in the middle, she'd be choking my neck right now. But the rod and that staff shall comfort me. Amen. Hallelujah. Only God is my shield and he's my rock. He's my protector from that.
You see, he that truly knows. He truly knows because thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
And I got the scars to prove it. I'll go, amen, amen, amen. But we got to check out, you know, like right now, we're still working on our marriage. We've only been 17 years together. And it's only because the God in us has kept us together. Crazy and mental and stuff like that. Yes, marriage is not easy. Marriage take work. Marriage got to invest. Sometimes it even takes sacrifices from yourself. Meaning it's not about me anymore. It's about us. And sometimes it's not a selfless kind. It's what can we do together to make it work. Because a lot of relationships nowadays, it's all about me. If you cannot take care of my needs, then I'm going to jump the fence and find somebody else. Because the grass is greener on the other side. But if you only pay attention and find out the person that you like wasn't the one taking care of the grass. No, amen. Baby, help me. Help me. I get jokes. Come on, please. Y'all can stop and get mushrooms and stuff.
How can we liken it? When warning lights go on, like in your car, ever had that? Your warning light comes on. What are you supposed to do? Let them stay on. No.
Get them checked. Amen.
Amen.
Take them in. Take them see the doctor.
When your body's not feeling well, what are you supposed to do?
Take your friend's pills. Oh,
Jesus. Go to the doctors and get checked out. Some of us are afraid to go to the doctors.
Yeah.
So we need extra prayers. Now you guys know. I'm hinting. No, and I'm actually speaking it into existence.
Yeah, when you see something wrong, you got like the puka in the teeth, right? It might be small now, but if you don't take care of it, the bugger going to get bad, right? Right now, you're using toothpaste. In a couple of years, you're using Polygrip. Amen? Don't say amen. It's already, yeah, no, put away the Polygrip. Get back in the body. Amen.
So today, we're going to deal with the latter.
Yeah.
Marriage. Many marriages fail because they never paid close attention to their relationship. Sometimes it's something simple. But through time, like the car, the engine light, check engine, if you just let it go, eventually it breaks down. Amen. Something small can get into something really big.
This is not on the list.
Amen.
But you ever came home and your wife all mad? No, say amen, because you guys going to fight after this. Yeah. So you come home. And your wife, they, you know what, the yard this and the yard that. I come home, the clothes is all over the place. And so you clean up the yard, you pick up all the clothes, and she's still mad? She mad not because of the house. She mad of what happened at work or other stuff. But she bringing her aggressiveness in other places. She's really telling you, no, I get stuff that I need to talk about and get out. Yeah? And as men, we don't hear nothing. You know, take them to Jesus. Take them to Jesus. Take them to the altar. You know, take them to the throne. No, bring them to me. I cannot change everything. But Hawaiians, all they want is one ear. Just let me speak. Just let me talk. Just let me get this all out. I'm not like you go try to fix my problem. I just want you to listen so I can get this out. Amen, women? Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, the first one is free. After that, $5. Hallelujah. Baby?
I were to ask you a question for the married ones or the newlyweds. What is a marriage? You know, a question was posed to Pastor Pancho and I early on in our marriage. And I sat there thinking, marriage is a union of two people making it official, being right in the Lord's eyes. But we're going to liken a marriage to a check mark. Okay? So envision this, the check mark.
Okay, what does a check mark look like to you guys? Yeah? Boom! Boom! As you can see on the board. Oh, amen. Only joking. This is one check mark, yeah? And if you, I mean, this might just look like a regular check mark, but this bugger get plenty power. This is what a relationship actually looks like. One check mark. Show them, baby.
Amen.
You beautiful thing.
So at the beginning of the check mark, we will liken it to the dream world or the angel and the dream boat. Hallelujah. We get to use you guys today, so forgive us in advance. But we're speaking it based on things that we've experienced. So in that dream boat and the dream world, and you're my angel, my honey boo-boo, everything is going well. You know, we're in love. We spend time. We talk for hours.
Hours.
We do things together.
Everything.
Nothing else matters.
Nothing else.
We invest our time and effort into each other.
Amen. A lot of time.
And we learn the likes and the dislikes of our partner.
Amen. So for me and our relationship to grow, we needed to understand each other. Like I, as I said earlier, me and my wife, a man and a woman is totally different creatures. Yeah? You ever had that time when a wife said, you know, we need to talk? I hate that. I just been real. We need to talk. She's the only one talking. Because I heard the average woman has to speak at least 25,000 words a day. An average. This is not the Portuguese. This is average. She's mixed plates. So, yeah, hallelujah.
So communication is key. Communication means the imparting or exchanging of information or news. Marriage requires a lot of communication.
Yes.
Speaking, talking, expressing. And the key to a good marriage is communication. We should be able to communicate when we're happy, when we're sad, disappointed, excited, as well as express a whole lot of emotions. Hallelujah.
I'm a married man. I know when to be quiet.
Amen. Two key areas that can be adversely affected by a lack of attention are romantic communication.
Oh, amen.
And amen. Communication during conflict, when we have something going on. It's essential in developing a healthy and vital marriage. During the dating stage, much energy is devoted to this kind of love, eros or romantic love. A couple marries on the foundation, not everybody, but some, they just marry on the foundation of an intimacy.
Which means like, oh, that girl, she beautiful like that. Oh, she tight like that. And she looking at me, this handsome bugger. Amazing man.
Or physical attraction, you know? Hallelujah. Stay in the body. But sometimes because of that, that attraction, we develop unmet and unrealistic expectations of what we think romance should be like.
Amen.
Amen. And when children are added to the mix, you know, it demands more time of the husband and wife. Now they learn to balance with a family. And Pastor Pancho and I, we don't have children together. He has two daughters. We have a granddaughter. You know, I've been so blessed to be a part of their lives, but also to be a part of the lives of many, many, many children. I mean, it just blessed me today to see the kids reciting scripture. My kids, I call them all my kids. They think I'm hard. Well, I kind of am.
Oh, yes, you are.
I'm always like, I'm watching you.
She's watching.
See what you're doing. I'm praying for you. I love you. I never had that growing up. But the Lord has allowed me to walk alongside and grow in my marriage, to learn things about myself, and also with learning, instill in children who may not have both parents or who may not have a home that knows Jesus, because mine didn't. My parents divorced when I was 8 years old, and I had to grow up really fast. Really fast. When I was able to work, I went out and I got a job, and I stayed with my dad. They had 6 children at the time, and I refused to leave because, number one, I wasn't open to change. So can you imagine growing up and you have to work at a young age, you're not adaptable and you don't want change, that when you get married, you bring it into the relationship? Because I had to fend for myself and do things on my own and get things for myself, I brought it into the marriage. Hallelujah. But the Lord has allowed for it to happen because now I have compassion for others that were just like me. You know, you can see them. You spot them in the distance. You know that spirit. You can encourage. Kaylin, you're so blessed to be brought up in a godly foundation. Blessed. And because of that, I lacked healthy communication. I didn't know how to express or communicate with my own husband. You know, they say you marry someone that mirrors your mom.
And she did.
Crack the whip. I'm right there. I'm on it. I have a hard time relaxing. I'm usually just constantly on the go. I don't know what is rest. And so even being here and being among all of you and being able to stay a few days, that's rest. You know, ministry is important. I was afraid to step into ministry, especially because I know the calling that he has on his life. He's been prophesied over so many times. He's a people person. He's the magnet. People always draw to him. And he'll tell everybody, I'm over there, you know, giving love and aloha, and here's my wife. She's shutting all the doors. Amen. Amen. That's true. But I've learned through time how to love, how to be open, how to be vulnerable, how to let down your guard, how to laugh, how to have fun. Hallelujah.
And I'm blessed, babe. I'm sorry, we stay so off our script. We get jokes and all this kind of stuff for make everybody have fun. But I feel one shift. Amen. And God just want to share about the love. Like me and my wife, this is amazing. This is a miracle happening right before you guys' eyes that we can actually do this together. Mm-hmm. Me and my wife is totally different. I'm handsome. No, no, no. False doctrine. False doctrine. But she was such a serious woman. Like she said earlier, she had to grow up at an early age, and she had to be dependent on herself, self-independent. And she worked hard, and all her positions was like manager positions for the hotels, like all these high things, yeah? So she was like very bossy. So when she comes home, she forget who wear the pants. No, no, she reminded me who bought them. Okay, let's get that straight. Amen. Amen. I had a head of the house, but she don't neck. She don't neck. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe we're going to change the service now. No. But I'm blessed to have you.
Amen.
I'm blessed that God gave me to help me, to help carry me, to carry the church. I'm blessed that you're willing to go through the storm and all the frustration with me. I'm blessed that we are different. Because every day is something new. That our relationship is not bored. It's not the same every day. Amen. I'm blessed that I get to wake up every morning with you. I'm blessed to call you my wife. I'm blessed that you even took my last name. Because I know guys that take the wife's name because they're so... Anyways. But I'm not this kind of guy who would do this in front of people. But being around here, just open it. Just open something else, Pastor Kavika. That I should be more open with my wife. That I should be able to express my love in front of others. That this is mine. You guys got to get your own. Because God gave her to me. When we started ministry, she didn't want to come in because plenty hard work. The church gave plenty ministry, plenty calling, and plenty responsibility. She never like, you know, I was called for do this. But she never like jump in because there's so much responsibility being a kahu of the church. And then somebody told me, Pastor, you don't have to worry about that. God gave you for the church. But God gave her for you. Her job is to take care of you so you can take care of the church. Give God some praise for that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So getting back to the check mark.
Well, I did all that because I forgot to give her flowers for Valentine's Day. Moving on.
So getting back to the check mark, we started at the dream world, the dream boat, the angel. And then we come down the first part of the check mark. We call it the disillusion stage.
So the beginning over here, yeah, the small part, that's the honeymoon stage.
Yep.
Everything is just hunky-dory, like, ah, I love you. Then we get the disillusion stage. Go ahead, baby.
Disillusion is being disappointed in someone or something that one discovers to be less good than one had believed.
I don't even know where we stand. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's all good. So in the disillusion stage, I would like to say for us, it was the stage of learning, like really learning about each other, our habits, our ways, our mindset, the way we live, the way we respond, the way we carry ourselves, because we're so different.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm trying to be quiet so I can come back to church, you know what I mean?
Amen. And if we're not willing to be open or vulnerable, yeah, we can become miserable. And that's the bottom of the check mark. The cares of life, misery. Can you show that?
Yeah, I right there.
Okay. So dream boat, disillusion, and then misery. You know that most people just go in the cycle of, ooh, something new. Yeah, paying attention to that. Yeah, let's do this. And it doesn't work out, and they hit the misery stage, and they revert back to doing the same thing over and over, seeking for something else to fill the time or the pleasure. It could be drugs, a job, relationships. That's all we know. Honeymoon stage, things start to happen, disillusion, and then we become miserable.
And this is a stage where most marriages break up. When you're miserable. When you forgot why you guys got married. It's like with Christ. When you forget that first love. You come in, you still all on fire. I like do everything. It's like, I was like, when we got together, we like do everything for each other. After a while, you said, I don't like do nothing. You on your own. Hey, go out with your friends. Enjoy. Go.
Well, let's give this example. Ladies, how's about this? The dishes left on the table. Anybody ever had that happen?
Come on, baby. Tell them.
Well, it's laying around the house.
What's laying around the house?
The dishes. In my mind, I'm thinking, hey, it's not one restaurant. Who do you think me? The waitress.
I pay you well. No.
In the beginning, I used to think, oh, this bugger, he's so lazy. Oh, Lord, you better deal with him.
Wait, I know more of that on my pepper. Wait. Where we at?
Speaking from the heart.
Oh, okay.
But through the course of time, you know, he's constantly feeding his spirit. He'll have YouTube, audio Bible going on, playing. And so, you know, he'll be eating, and then he'll get some kind of revelation or something, you know, because he's not quiet. You can hear him wherever he is in the house. And now he's caught up in, whoa, check that out. Whoa, I got to write this down. And then he stands up and he leaves the dishes. Or, you know, because he's a pastor, his phone rings. People drop by the house, you know. They text. And so in the course of time, I wasn't so offended because I knew he didn't do it on purpose, right?
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yes, I did.
But it also allowed me to develop spiritual maturity by serving. You know, when one is able and the other is not, we can balance out by helping each other out. Matthew 23:11, but he that is the greatest among you shall be your servant. There you go, baby. Servant. Hallelujah.
Thank you, babe. Thank you.
Cultivating a spiritual mindset about conflict is the first step to communicating rightly in everyday marriage. Proverbs 16:24, pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. And I'm also going to pull up another scripture.
Is this okay, family? I know we bought all kind of the oils for, you know, if it gets cramps. If you can hand that around, since you didn't need it, amen, hallelujah.
You see, because...
Pickle juice.
With a check mark and with our marriage, show them that again, honey. Show them the picture. If we are willing, after we hit rock bottom, if we are willing to allow the Lord to be a part of our marriage, we realize that marriage actually takes three. Number one, time to wake up. I had to wake up. I had to get out of my rut,
amen,
my stinking thinking,
amen,
set in my ways.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you had to wake up.
So Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. And 9, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the peace of God shall be with you. When we realize we need Jesus every day, he is the foundation of it. Yes. And when problems come, like they will, forgiveness is a big thing. And let me just turn to Matthew 18:21-22. Hard to forgive, especially if you've been hurt over and over. And even if it wasn't his fault, it might have been something on my upbringing. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till 7 times? Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until 70 times, but until 70 times 7. If there's anything that I've learned from my husband, because it was instilled from his dad and his mom, they always, always, always made their heart right. And even when we weren't married and we were just friends at the time, yeah, they were the examples for me. My father-in-law could love even the unlovable. He opened up his home, even to the children that stole from him, did him wrong. He loved them. I used to get upset. How can you let your kids do that to you? Still my children, I love them no matter what. He did the same for my husband. And now in our walk, I'm learning to let go of things, to be open and real, learning to love. Because this man can love so easily. Oh yes, we are so different. I see something and I call it for what it is, but he comes at it from love, from God's perspective. He looks at it at another angle. And that's where the balance actually comes in. Now, if we can, and we've done it, we've learned to become friends again. So now we're going to move up the check mark. You know, after the misery, we become awake, and now we're friends again. We realize marriage isn't so bad.
It isn't.
It isn't. We can make it. Okay, hallelujah.
We're over here. We're over here.
If we just keep growing, keep seeking, keep learning, keep loving, then we will discover what true love really is. It's knowing each other's faults and loving each other in spite of it. I encourage you to pray for one another, encourage one another, invest time in one another, stand together, and support each other. And I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 13:4.
Okay, okay. I love you.
Love you. 1 Corinthians 13:4. And next, actually 4 through 7. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, and endureth all things. And we just want to share this song. Because I've been so faithful, not because I've been so good, you've always been there for me to provide my every need. You were there when I was lonely, you were there in all my thank you. the peace within my storm. Your loving arms protect me, shelter me from harm. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. My strong tower, my dearest and best friend, and it was you. Hallelujah. I hope in some way this blessed you like it just blessed me. Again, to this very moment, standing here on this pulpit at Gospel of Salvation, I've learned more things about myself just stepping out of my comfort zone and speaking.
And I've learned through the marriage, it's not about me. Most of them is, but not all. Hallelujah. Family, thank you guys for allowing us to do this. This wasn't really planned to be like this. But the Bible says, husband, to love your wife. Yeah. As Christ gave his life for the church. This is what Christ should look like, the love. You know, because when we go outside, we represent Christ. When we're out there, everybody look at you. They don't have to know you go to church because they can see Jesus inside of you. So when we go out, that's the stuff we got to show them. We got to show them the love of God. I walked in and the Bible, you know, top the board, it says God is love. Is he? Is he? Question we got to ask ourselves, is God really love? Because if he is, then they should see him inside of you. They shouldn't ask you, are you a Christian? They should know something is different about you. And there's something that you have that I want. You don't have to tell me that you go to church. Just tell me what you got. And we have Jesus. That's what it's all about. Us coming into church is not, Lord, what can you do for me today? Like, no matter what, Lord, I love you despite of everything. Because you already done it upon the cross. You did it already for me. It's what can I do for you, Lord? And all he tells you, go out there, share the good news, share the gospel, share the love of Christ. Plenty of people not in this church yet because nobody will open their mouth and be bold and say, you know what, I love Jesus. And he changed my life and he can do it for you. Are we ashamed of what God has done for you? Or are you just ashamed of God, period? We came up here to Kohala for a wedding. And God reminded me to be ready because he's coming back. And we are the bride of Christ. We should be ready, spotless. Like me, you should be like me, just royalty. Without fault. And if you do find them, remember 70 times 7, forgive. You gotta let it go. Let it go. Jesus did. But if Jesus can love you, don't be too quick to go judging somebody else. Because the Bible says this, for such were some of you. You was the lost one. You was the one on drugs. You was the one making marriages and screwing everybody up. You was the ones. We was the ones that was representing the world and not Christ. We was the ones everybody talking about now. Don't. For such were some of us. But somebody stayed and prayed. Somebody never gave up. Somebody never said, look how bad he is. No, you look at him, yeah, no matter how bad his season is, seasons change. Don't judge the fruit right now. Judge him when it's over. When you look, oh, yeah, he used to be like this. Brother Stephen used to be on drugs. He used to do ice, but he changed. He still owed me money, but he changed. Hallelujah. But Brother Stephen, you can put that in the offering plate. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Moving on. But one thing I'm glad and I'm happy about is that God never changed. His love for me never changed.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, we're collecting. I was outside, we don't go Tony earlier. I'm looking at all this and I'm thinking, Lord, I know we deserve none of this. I know we feel right to be behind this pulpit and that. Who am I? And he called me son.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank
you.
I don't take this for granted, man. I don't take this for granted. My God, keep me. I walked in out of there, and they had the cross someplace over here, right there. And I seen the thorns. That was all before he died. Yeah, he died, but what it was, from the garden to the post, the whipping post, to the thorn on his head, to the poking of all the nails inside of his body. He was still alive when all that would happen. And he did it for me and you. In the God, he said, Lord, take this, but nevertheless. And if God can have patience with you to change, have patience for those that you see out there that's going through it. And if you got to talk about it, don't go around gossiping and talking about them. If you like talk about them, talk to them, to God. Amen. Give God praise. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we give you glory. And I thank you for your love and your mercy and your grace every single day for the breath of life when I get out of bed, for getting out of bed by myself that I didn't have to have somebody to carry me and put me and dress me and take me to the bathroom, that I can do all that on my own, that I don't get carried away and forget all the simple little things as getting up by myself, that I take all that as a blessing from you, Lord. Every little thing, for my wife even to still be here with me. I thank you, Jesus, for who you are, for your abundant blessing upon us and even upon Kohala. I was wondering, Lord, how come so windy? I guess Kohala get big angels flapping their wings. Hallelujah. So, Lord, as we leave this place, we leave this place with blessings. We leave this place with your love and your mercy and your grace. And above all, Lord, let your spirit not change in this place, for you have saturated us this morning. So good, Lord, that I didn't want none of that. I didn't even care about the preaching part because your presence was so honored. So good, Lord. And let us not forget that we're not here for have church. We're here to have an experience with you, Almighty God. So have your way in this place all the time. Let your spirit have liberty and